The bottom line is, you know, these stormwater treatment areas are extremely expensive, and we're expanding them through restoration strategies and everything. So, you know, when we're doing our budget, could the Inspector General or could somebody look at how we're paying for these? Is it in balance? Is it out of balance? Does it seem like we need to reassess how we receive our monies from the agriculture community or from the taxpayer, our own taxpayers, from the ad valorem taxes too? But, you know, if it's $11 million that they bring in, and then, of course, they pay their own taxes, the agricultural community, when they are paying their taxes on their houses. So it's, they would say they get taxed twice. But, you know, I don't think it's as simple as that it's split 50-50. I don't think it's $11 million and $11 million because, like, you're showing us the pictures of how exhausted the stormwater treatment areas are, and then after the hurricanes they're torn up, and then all the man and woman power that goes into keeping them going and everything else around with them. I mean, it just seems like somehow over time we've gotten out of balance here, and I think it's something maybe even the Inspector General could look at if the board were interested in that.